France, Russia, and Germany are determined to stop the UN Security Council from passing a resolution authorizing war against Iraq. Foreign ministers of the three countries discussed the Iraq crisis today at an emergency meeting in Paris. NPR's Nick Spicer is there. France and Russia have a veto in the Security Council. Did they say that they will veto the resolution the U.S., Britain, and Spain have submitted?
Well, what they said exactly in their declaration was that given the fact that, according to these three countries, inspections are working, they will not let a resolution pass that would authorize the use of force. Of the three, Russia and France, of course, as permanent members of the Security Council, have vetoes, and they said in their language they will assume all of their responsibilities on this point of the second resolution. Now, although neither Mr. Ivanov, the Russian foreign minister, or Dominique de Villepin, the French foreign minister, actually said, yes, we're going to veto it, it was clearly diplomatic speak for saying a veto remains an option. However, France has been saying publicly, and other countries as well, that it isn't convinced that things will even come to that, because Paris doubts that a majority for the U.S.-brokered second resolution will actually be able to be mustered at the Security Council.
Did they say anything about giving a deadline to Saddam Hussein to disarm?
No, they didn't, not in any way, shape, or form. But in their declaration, the three ministers said inspections could not continue indefinitely, which is also the position of the European Union. They said they were encouraged by Iraq's destruction of Al-Samud missiles. They said that Iraqis are providing biological and chemical information and also allowing interviews with Iraqi scientists, which they saw as progress. And they said, however, that they wanted inspectors to pick up the pace. In a memorandum in UN speak that the three countries have submitted to the Security Council, there is talk of a 120-day period, but it's not an ultimatum. Basically, what the three countries want is to break down the disarmament problem into different programs, ballistic and chemical and nuclear, and then set deadlines for each one. But the thinking is that it's up to the international community to decide if there is a need to go to war after that. The position here is that it's up to the inspectors to say clearly, and not up to an individual country, that we can't do our work, inspections aren't working. Then the Security Council meets for another resolution, which would allow the international community as a whole to go to war.
The foreign ministers sound a lot more optimistic than the Bush administration about Iraq's cooperation. Should their threat to block a resolution be seen as a direct challenge to the United States?
Well, I don't know. I guess that would sort of be a question to ask the administration in Washington. I'm not sure how it's perceived. But the language wasn't aggressive. There was no sign that the three ministers were trying to take on the United States, rhetorically at least. But clearly this was a show of strength by what, you know, is being called the peace camp in the media, coming 2 days before the next weapons inspections report at the UN in New York. And this is intense diplomatic lobbying continues at the Security Council for last-minute converts to one side or the other. And the three countries today also claim to have China on their side, which is, of course, another veto-wielding permanent member. However, if there was no sort of attack on the United States, there was a call on Washington to address the issue of the Mideast and Israel and the Palestinian conflict. The ministers linked ongoing violence in Israel to a lack of a political perspective in the Mideast. They said that now that the Israeli elections are over, it's time to return to the roadmap for peace in the Mideast, which was worked out with the EU, Russia, the United Nations, and the United States.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.